Good day everyone, this is Jerry from Rhapsody Tours. In this video I'd like to share with you some of the technical facts about Titanic. But first I'd like to thank TitanicWhiteStar.com for the use of some of their pictures in this video. First, let's look at how it all began. White Star was a company under the controlling trust known as the International Mercantile Marine, or IMM, owned by an American, J.P. Morgan. In 1907, Bruce Ismay, White Star Line's managing director and chairman, and Hartland and Wolff, Belfast Shipyard's chairman, Lord W.J. Perry, came up with the idea of building two twin ships that would be larger than any of their competitors, Cunard Shipping Line's new ships. The new class of liners be able to move even more passengers and freight, and they would feature luxury rather than focus on speed. A third ship would later join this special group, and they'd be known as the Olympic class liners. The first ship would be named the Olympic, the second Titanic, and the third originally Gigantic. Later it was renamed to Britannic after the Titanic disaster. Titanic was the second ship. So building began in the spring of 1909, and her keel was laid on March 31st in Belfast, Ireland. 3,000 men labored for 2 years to complete the largest man-made moving object in the world. Each of Titanic's engines were the size of a three-story house, and she weighed 66,000 tons and was equivalent to the length of four city blocks. From the height of her bridge to the keel, was equal to a 10-story building. The ship was fitted with 29 boilers and 159 furnaces. Over 8,000 tons of coal filled her coal bunkers. The coal-fired furnaces heated waters in the boilers to generate steam. The steam, at 215 pounds per square inch, was then funneled to the triple expansion engines. Once the steam entered the engine cylinder, it created the necessary power to turn the propellers. The ship was further divided into 16 compartments by 15 watertight bulkhead walls, comprising of 1/2 inch of thick steel. 12 watertight doors separated the compartments and could be activated manually, or by a water detecting float near the deck, or by a flip of the switch on the bridge that would disconnect the electric current holding the doors open by a powerful electromagnet, enabling them to close in approximately 25 seconds. Titanic's furnaces consumed 825 tons of coal per day, generating 51,000 horsepower. Two workers died during construction, but this is actually a good safety record compared to many others in this era. The agreement between White Star Line and Hartland and Wolff stated that she will be built bearing no expense. Her total cost in 1912 accumulated to approximately $7.5 million. That's about $400 million to build it today. On May 31st, 1911, Titanic was launched into the Irish Sea for the final fitting. After lubricating her launch ramp with railroad grease and 23 tons of talon or soft soap, the detonators were fired and Titanic was in the water 62 seconds later. To complete her superstructure and interior, a 200-ton floating crane was purchased. Fitted to Titanic's superstructure were four funnels, 22 feet in diameter, that rose 62 feet above the castings. Rising 50 feet above these funnels were aerial wires for her wireless radio, supported by two 70-foot masts positioned on the bow and the stern of the ship. 1,200 tons of rivets were needed to construct Titanic's hulls, a total of approximately 3 million rivets. As large as a house, her 101-ton rudder was forged into six separate pieces. 20 draft horses were required to pull just one of Titanic's 15-ton anchors through Belfast to the shipyard on a wagon. When completed, Titanic was 882 feet and 8 inches long, or 268 meters. It was 92 feet wide. Her draft, water-required depth, was 59.5 feet. She had 8 steel decks with a cellular double bottom, so 9 decks in total. She was fitted with 2 bilge keels amidship, and they were 295.75 feet long that projected 25 inches from the side of the hull, so that it also served the purpose of preventing a rolling motion at sea. The total number of rooms on Titanic were 643. First class rooms totaled 214. Second class had 207. And third class had 222. Her top speed was between 23 and 24 knots. After the sinking, studies on the iron hull plate samples taken from the wreck site suggested that manufactured iron at the turn of the century may have contained some high sulfur content. It is believed by some that iron containing certain levels of sulfur may become a little brittle when exposed to cold water. Some naval architects and engineers suggest that this could have contributed to the hull's damage when Titanic made contact with the berg. She was fitted with 3,560 life vests or life jackets, had 48 ring buoys or life buoys, the round rings, dispersed all around the ship, and she carried 20 lifeboats in total. 14 that had a capacity of 65, 2 wooden cutters that could accommodate 40 persons each, and 4 collapsibles that could carry 47. It's been calculated that the ship would have needed 48 lifeboats to accommodate everybody that was on board. One safety feature Titanic did have, although it was never used, was a unique fire detection system, a 1912 version of a smoke detector. Near the bridge of the ship's master fire station, a fireman was stationed there 24 hours a day and was never more than 6 feet away from his post, or 2 meters away from his post. Positioned on the bulkhead of this station was an airtight glass case. Little tubes entered this case from secondary fire stations positioned throughout the ship. A suction system drew air from these stations back into the glass case. A filament of foil was in the case to let the observer know that there was suction and was activated by vibrating back and forth from the airflow. If smoke were present in a room that contained a secondary ice station inlet tube, it would eventually be sucked up into the glass case and form a little ball of smoke that would resemble a little ball of wool. The lead fireman would telephone the deckhands at the secondary stations and order them to check for smoke or fire. Hydrants and fire hoses were strategically placed throughout the ship. Titanic was a marvel. She was designed and built by workers in Belfast, who have descendants today that have told me that when the ship departed Belfast for the last time, a pride could be felt that still endures today. Well, for more information about Ireland, the birthplace of Titanic tour, visit us at www.rhapsodytours.net. or on Facebook at Ireland, the birthplace of Titanic page, and Twitter at Rhapsody Tours. Our next video will take a look at some of the people who are on Titanic's only voyage. Until then, have a wonderful day.